Our first scripture reading is from the book of Proverbs. It's on page 677 in your pew Bibles. And we read Proverbs chapter 8, selected verses beginning at verse 1. As we're reading Proverbs, this seems to be, if you will, a reference to Christ, but prior to his taking on a human flesh. The Gospel of John identifies a figure called the Word, who was with God, and then later on took a human flesh. Here in Proverbs, instead of him being identified as the Word, he seems to be called Wisdom. Does not wisdom call? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals, she cries aloud. To you, O men, I call, and my cry is to the children of man. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago, I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped. Before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the children of man. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is a continuation from Peter's sermon to the crowds on the day of Pentecost, which we had celebrated last week. Reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 14, and then continuing at verse 22. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. My flesh also will dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Being therefore a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that he would set one of his descendants on his throne, he foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of Christ, But he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is recorded in the Gospel according to St. John, found on page 1146, and we read John 8, beginning at verse 48. The Jews answered Jesus, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he is the judge. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, as did the prophets. Yet you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say to you that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. A text is based on your gospel lesson for today. Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. This is our text. Throughout my life, I have always been a great fan of the actor John Wayne. I've seen probably all of his movies, and multiple times. One of my favorites is called Big Jake. How many of you have ever seen Big Jake? Raise your hand. Oh, great. Yeah, Big Jake, Jacob McCandles. He was thought to be dead. And as the movie begins, he comes upon a terrible scene. A sheep herder is about to be hung by, well, probably about a dozen men. He doesn't like it. He rides up with his gun out. And of course, all everybody else has a gun too. And tells them to stop. Well, you know, one guy with a gun versus 12 guys with guns, that's not too good of odds. The men he's encountered have no respect for him whatsoever. And they ask him, who does he think he is? And he says, I'm Jacob McCandles. He says it so much better than I did. And immediately, everything changes because of who he is. You see, he's on his land and he's their boss. Suddenly, they become extremely apologetic. They let the man go, and he tells them to go to the ranch and get a job there. It's true, really, throughout life that who you are influences how people hear you and treat you. Who is this Jesus? He says he's God. But in our gospel lesson for today, they weren't convinced that he was who he says he was. They take up stones to try and kill him. But later, after he is crucified, after he's raised from the dead and ascended into heaven, as his disciples are preaching on the day of Pentecost, how they think about Jesus has changed. Now, we can't be absolutely sure that some of the people picking up stones when Jesus was in the temple were in that crowd on Pentecost, but it's likely. But they had seen all the wonders that had occurred around his death. As he hangs on the cross, the world goes dark. At the moment of his death, there's a great earthquake. The curtain in the temple is torn in two. Perhaps some of them saw those people who used to be dead, whose tombs were opened up at the moment of his death, and began to walk about Jerusalem. And then on this day of Pentecost, there's these people who are preaching, and they have tongues of fire on the tops of their head, and they're speaking, and everybody can hear them in their own native language at the same time. And they're saying that they have seen this Jesus alive. And I don't know why they stopped a verse short with the epistle lesson appointed for today. But when Peter finishes his sermon, the crowd is stunned. This Jesus, whom you crucified. They're not picking up stones to throw at the disciples. They call out in fear, brothers, what shall we do? For Jesus was whom he claimed he was. And that makes us hear him differently. For one thing, when God speaks, we know that God can accomplish whatever he says. And so it is with great confidence and hope when we hear that we hear these words that Jesus spoke to the Jews on that day he was in the temple. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. And Jesus proved the truth of those words, not only by rising from the dead himself, but on that day when he goes out to see his friend Lazarus, who had died. He tells Mary and Martha, whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? We do, because we know who is speaking it to us. Not just a frail human being who is defenseless before mankind, who cannot control his own destiny, who can be hung on a cross to die. Yes, those things happened to Jesus. But he's God. And not even death can hold him. And so when that God speaks to us and says that death cannot hold us, or when he says to us that our sins have been forgiven, and then on that day when we stand before God, he will not see our unrighteousness, but will behold us in perfect form, made perfect by the blood of Jesus. When God speaks to us those words, we know that we can trust him. But it's not just those words that we hear differently, because Jesus is truly God. While he was in ministry on earth, Jesus said that he didn't come to abolish the law and the prophets. He came to fulfill them. He said not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen would disappear from God's law until all was accomplished. Or the words that he spoke again to the crowds just a few verses before what we read this morning. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If that is God speaking those words, then it's all the words of Scripture, not just some of them, that we hear differently. They're not just the words of an imperfect human being. They're the words of God himself, written down by people that he chose to write them down. In the Old Testament, it was Moses and Isaiah and others who all actually spent time with God, speaking with him in ways that we never have. Moses was on the mountain for at least 80 days, 40 days the first time and 40 days the second time he had to go up, talking with God face to face. The apostles spent 3 years with Jesus God himself speaking to them, teaching them. And he chose them specifically to go out and to teach his words to the world. And he even gave them a promise that he would bring to their remembrance everything that he had said. If Jesus is God, God made clear when he told Moses to write things down, when he told his apostles to teach his words, he wanted to make sure that for all time and for all history, we would have his word available to us. Not the words of a human being, or a mere human being, if you will, but the very words of God himself. But just like it was in the temple so long ago, not everybody acknowledges that Jesus is really God, or that God really did come to earth and take on human form. Or even if we did, he did, can we really be sure that the words that we have here are his words and not just words that men dreamed up? How do we know this is the word of God? We know it because this is the only book in the world that teaches us things that no other religion has ever taught us. Not only about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but how one is saved by grace. Of all the religions, and there's hundreds and thousands of them that have been dreamed up by man throughout all human history, there is only one writing you can go to, one place to find a religion that's based not on what man can do for himself, but completely on what God has done for us in the person of Jesus Christ. It's impossible for human beings to dream up a religion of grace. But from the Old Testament to the New Testament, in every single book of the Bible, that's what you find. Is he God or was he just a man? We gather here today to celebrate the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. That God is Father, but also Son, and also Holy Spirit. That he came to earth that we might clearly know who he is, that we might have confidence in the hope that we have. We praise God that in Jesus Christ he has chosen to fully reveal himself to the world, that a world in darkness may have the light of the gospel. Not everybody believes that. A lot of people don't like the idea that God has certainly revealed himself to us in the Word of Scripture. But if he is truly God, that Jesus, then his word is true. And we need to bring that word to the world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.